and gentlemen, apes of all ages, welcome to the Monkey Butt Stew Show, starring Chris and Fuzzy. Okay, cue the devil music.
I've gotta take a shit.
What's wrong with chicks? How can I get them to get up on this?
If I could turn back time.
Yeah!
If I could find a way.
Bring on, bro. I can't imagine living in New Orleans and being named Katrina.
Asian men don't exist.
I think the show will be twice as good.
Twice as good?
Twice as good.
Are you sure?
I bet you. Some things.
Well, I'm just a good person, you know. I don't try to fuck anybody over. I don't try to let, you know. I try to. She says this month they are raising money for the Why Me Cancer Foundation.
Why not?
Why not?
Why should I get cancer? Why not you? You son of a bitch.
Monkey.
Oh, motherfucker. We're back. Monkey Butt Stew 2.10. We're back in studio this week. It is February... What is it? February 10th? 10th? 2008.
4 days till Valentine's Day.
That voice is a guest from the past. We have two guests from the past this week, and we are...
Because the host on this show sucks.
We are footloose and Fozzie free this week.
Woo-hoo!
He is in Oklahoma visiting his family.
Oklahoma.
Not the play, the state.
With the deer and the antelope.
So from our Christmas show, we have my lovely wife, Sona. And from, I guess it was only two episodes ago,
yeah,
even though it was like a month and a half,
it
was the Vegetarians Unite show.
That's right.
Robin is back.
Hey, hey.
And this week, and this was specifically because I knew Sona had a couple of good stories.
See, I can find good stories.
We are talking about brushes with celebrity. And the famous people that we've crossed paths.
I've never used a celebrity's brush, but I imagine it'd be pretty fun.
Combs with celebrity.
Combs
perhaps.
With celebrity.
Douches with celebrity.
Interesting. Wow.
So am I supposed to go first?
So, actually, we'll get into that later.
Okay.
You said you had a little story to talk about.
Yeah, because when you're a guest on the show, you can be prepared and you come up with stuff. And
this is true.
Ahead of time, and you
as opposed to the host who just kind of wing it.
Well, not the host like you, but you know, maybe the other host.
Well,
I
preparedly wing it.
You preparedly wing it. All right.
That's so like what? Organized chaos or something. You know?
So what do you got?
Okay, funny stuff in the news in Jacksonville this week. Mm-hmm. There was a woman who was caught drunk driving here, and she had a one-year-old in the car and she didn't have him in a car seat. She didn't have a blanket on him. She didn't have him in the seatbelt.
But what did she have in the seatbelt? So?
Well, in the front seat, in the seatbelt, was the 24-pack of beer.
Oh my god.
And she went to jail for DUI and child endangerment. So I thought that was how ironic was that I would, you know, strap the beer in, God forbid it fall on the floor, but hey, leave that baby loose in the back seat.
The ironic thing, it was actually the baby's beer.
It was. That's the one with the bad takes of rap, that's for sure. She got a raw deal, but she was drunk driving, so, you know, don't think that's too
funny.
Much of a raw deal.
I need to turn my phone down here.
Yeah.
And the other thing was a second grader in one of our beautiful, illustrious Duval County schools was rude to his teacher, and his mom and they kicked him out of school. And the day that he got kicked out of school.
How rude could you be to be kicked out of school?
I don't know. Maybe if
I
know,
our son is rude to everybody.
But this was a second grader. We're not talking about an autistic preschooler. We're talking about, you know, somebody who knows better. He got kicked out of school, and his mom put him in the front yard the whole day that he was supposed to be in school with a sign that said, "I was rude to my teacher, so I can't go to school, and I've got to hold this sign." And I thought that that was a great kudos to her, that she's, you know, upholding her end of the deal with trying to get kids to do the right thing in school. And if you're rude and you know it, stand with a sign.
I like it.
I thought it was good. It was good and funny stuff that happened here in Jacksonville. True, come out of the newspaper kind of stuff.
I like it.
And he also worked for food. And got a ride to Miami.
Well, that's too funny.
So what do you got? You're not smoking.
No.
For how long?
2 weeks. It was funny.
Did you stop on the same day Dania did?
Yes.
Dania's her partner.
We woke up on Sunday morning, the 26th, I believe.
Yes, it was the 26th. And she read your blog about it.
Pretty much decided that we were laying down the smoke packs. Mm-hmm. And since then, I'm addicted to Red Hots.
Hopped up on Red Hots ever since.
Lollipops, gum.
I'll hook you up with some Tootsie Roll Pops.
And just about anything and everything. That
turkey gravy.
Drinking it by the gallon.
Boiled turkey neck, you know. Sucking the meat
So, out. Yeah, it's definitely interesting. It's kind of a world without.
Are you starting to taste now again?
Yes, and
can
if
you taste
somebody
you,
around me...
Is your tongue not numb from
Do
Red Hots
smell
for 2 weeks?
I'm
not numb.
I'm a
is
smoker.
Your tongue not numb from
I
Red Hots
it.
For 2 weeks?
It is for a while, but then it goes away.
Okay.
Yeah, food does taste different.
Yeah?
If someone around me has just smoked a cigarette,
like I
can smell
it. Like I did when
I
got here? Because when you got here, I had just came
and
in.
And I can smell it. It's
Is it enticing for you or disgusting?
No, it's disgusting, actually.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
I smelled like
that.
Yeah.
So.
That was horrible.
Yeah. It was bad. But, you know, I feel like we're doing okay. You know, we're no longer
you're
smokers,
alive.
But now we're diabetics. So, hey, there you go.
One demon for another.
I want to get a t-shirt made that says, "It sucks to be an addict." Because it really does. It sucks to be an addict.
It does.
Addicted to anything is just not a good thing. It's not healthy. Mental health.
I'm not a diabetic, but I'm hooked on heroin.
That's right. I'm cooking Red Hots and, you know.
Red Hots and lemonade. See, that's the kind of gross part of it. It's like, you know.
Just trying to mix it all in, and it's good. I like it.
Well, good luck.
Yeah. The hardest part is road trips. Well, being in my
coffee,
truck and working.
I would say coffee in the morning.
Coffee's tough. After you
now,
eat.
Now, are you still drinking coffee?
Oh, yeah, I still drink coffee, but I've never been an everyday coffee
But
drinker.
Because you're not smoking, you just get the coffee. You don't get the mellow smoking
right.
thing.
Right, but it's okay. It's okay. I mean, you know, you just decide what's important.
Right.
I have other things on the fire right now.
Which is a whole nother show.
Yes. So
yes,
I can't really.
Yeah,
you know,
we really want to have you on to talk about your big thing.
Yeah. So, you know.
And when you call us, we will tell you what the big thing is, but you have to call that number. That number is Chris.
I don't have that number.
Oh,
nobody
my
calls
God.
That number. I don't care
I'm
about
prepared.
That number. However, we do have an email address, which I know by fucking heart.
There you go.
MonkeyButtsDo@hotmail.com.
And write us about it, and we'll send you back a. What's Robin's big thing?
You can't. Well, no, you actually can't go on our MySpace page, which is myspace.com.
But you still won't know what Robin's big thing is.
Well, if you leave a message, you.
With us.
I hope my wife doesn't think that I'm revealing my real big thing. Just the big thing.
No. Make sure that she knows.
There's been plenty
honey,
of things.
It's not the big, big thing.
Plenty of things that Fozzie and I have told the,
you know, the
listeners that we're going to do that we never did. They're used to us disappointing them.
No, I'm thinking my wife
so if you
might
don't
be
get the clearance,
that my big thing, my
big thing,
is not what's going to be revealed on the show. I mean, through MySpace pictures or something like
that.
It's a topic big thing. So.
Yeah.
Just to kind of clear that up, I don't want the listeners to think that they're going to actually get to see Robin's big thing. So
no, that's
you
your own MySpace page right there. That would be
myspace.com/
Robin's big thing.
Oh, gosh.
I wanted to jump back to you, Sona, real quick. When I mentioned something about coffee and cigarettes, you kind of made the motion like you had
Red
something
Hots.
To say.
No, but that's the most enjoyable one for me, is that cup of coffee, that first cup of coffee in the morning, and that, like, I don't know, 3 to 5 cigarettes that I like to drink with the first 2 cups of coffee that I have in the morning.
But if you have one without the other, does it throw you off?
I won't have a cigarette without having coffee first. My cigarette smoking tends to lag way into the morning if I don't drink that cup of coffee.
Well, also the coffee kind of lubricates your throat to help you, and you know, get back on the wagon for that day, if you will. In my opinion, it kind of lubricates your throat so the first cigarette isn't as harsh.
Right. Well, because when you do smoke, you wake up in the morning sometimes, rough. And you're just, sometimes if you smoke too much, yeah, your throat hurts, and, like, I know if I smoked a different kind of brand, or if I smoked a couple menthols.
Or
like,
if I went out to a bar that was a lot, smoky.
Yeah.
Or if I just got shit-faced, drank too much, and
smoked a whole lot of cigarettes, yeah.
That's just how it goes.
Amen on that one.
Or right? If you got drink-faced and shit too much.
That could be, too.
But it wouldn't make my throat hurt. It'd make my ass hurt.
Well, it depends on what kind of party you're at.
Oh, your stomach. But anyways.
So, yes,
everything's different. Eating, smoking, after you eat, sex, having a cigarette after you have sex.
It's all just habit ingrained in everything.
See, I don't have that after sex cigarette thing ingrained in me anymore.
Well, when I was in my 20s, I did.
I don't smoke in the house.
When I was in my 20s, I did.
Oh, yeah.
But now that I'm, you know, in my
30s. You don't want to get out of bed.
I don't get out of bed.
Right? And I don't smoke in the house.
Danny says that being with me is just like being with a man.
Because you roll over and go to sleep.
Me too. That's pretty much it. I do. I just... That's so hot.
Yeah, get me off and get off and I gotta go to sleep.
This is hot.
Yeah.
It's hot. I'm talking about women and sex. Yeah. How can that not be hot? Do it.
Meow. Hot. Okay. Titties.
All right, back to something completely boring.
Nickels.
Nickels.
Nipples the size of nickels.
Spare change.
Pepperonis.
Just enough for a cup of coffee. So, I was doing the sexy homeless guy. Sorry.
Oh, God, that's scary.
Wash your windshield.
Sexy and homeless guy. Do not mix.
No.
Nothing sexy about a homeless guy.
No.
All right. Yeah. We're back in studio because my computer's working now.
Yay.
However, we're not on the internet right now.
Suck!
But as you're listening to this, we are on the internet. And yet, yay. Not yet. Huh?
That's hot.
Huh? How does that work out?
That's hot. That's... confusing and hot.
So, yeah, I got a virus on the computer. Had to shut it down.
Porn sites are loaded with it.
It actually was not porn, but there was something else I shouldn't have been doing either. But completely my fault.
That's okay.
Now, there's an interesting subject. Something you shouldn't have been
downloading
doing.
A program that
was not appropriate
should
for
be
the
paid
computer.
For that I was not willing to pay for.
There you go.
Because why? Because you are
broke.
Frugal.
Broke.
I didn't say cheap ass.
Cheap ass broke motherfucker.
So anyway, got the computer up and running.
Sorry.
Okay. Get red hot. Look, it's with food.
She's on fire. Computer's back up and running.
Hi, Bobby. Caliente.
Oh, come on.
Do you want me to do a show in Spanish?
No, don't throw them off.
Come on, man.
If you're
going to
do a show in Spanish, actually speak in Spanish. Don't just throw out words.
Okay, well.
Caliente.
Caliente is hot.
Agua. Dos.
Pantalones.
Oyo.
Well, I said something in Spanish.
Hot water, two chicken.
Right. Hot. I said hot, and then I said caliente.
Okay, so it's an educational show now?
Yes.
Can we bill it as an educational
one word at a time.
Yeah, you
I
could
will
say
build
fuck,
you.
Yeah.
I think we should have the weekly Spanish word.
The weekly Spanish word. Well, you've got to make it. Okay, all right, okay, all right. That means you'd have to be on the show every week.
No.
Because Fozzie and I aren't going to do it.
Well,
research
I mean, it's
outside
just,
of the.
But I could create
simple,
a list.
Actually,
for you.
She could create
and,
a list.
And you could teach your listeners via Monkey Butt Stew broadcast or podcast. One Spanish word and build their vocabulary.
You'd have to communicate with your neighbors.
Cerveza. Beer.
Yeah.
Everybody knows
dos
that.
Chicas, dos it, cervezas.
You gotta make it something hard.
Gotta know that.
Everybody knows what a cerveza is.
Dos chicas.
Cama.
There, see? What the hell is that?
Bed.
Ah.
Carne.
Okay. Are we gonna do one a week?
Meat.
Meat. Yeah. She said meat.
Am I supposed to edit this out?
I mean, you know, of course that'll have to be, approved.
She said meat.
Bed meat?
I said bed, meat, and beer.
Meat?
Bed meat.
What would bed meat be?
Cama carne.
Okay.
Que rico. Ay.
I wasn't sure if the Spanish had a different term for bed meat.
No. No, I think it's the same. But anyhow, it's just something you could throw out there if you wanted to.
Okay, great.
There you go. Yeah. We could actually be playing a role of, you know, game of dice while we're on the show.
Oh, that wouldn't be distracting, would it?
No, not at all. Rolling bones. Oh.
Fucking D&D fest in here.
She's not that big of a nerd. Come on now.
She's right? The one who wants to play.
Well, that's not.
If you're gonna go dice, you're gonna go 20-sided.
Snake eyes.
Yeah, so back to whatever the fuck I was talking about.
We're talking about, bro.
I had my funny news thing.
So, yeah, I unplugged... Well, it was spyware that I got.
Yeah.
So I unplugged the connection to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got the computer all reformatted and up and running, I reconnected, and the internet still wouldn't work.
He was pissy then.
I was, of course, I was pissy. just so happens, in the span of time that I had the computer unhooked from the internet, the fine folks at Bell South realized, hey, he's a little late on his bill, and they shut me off.
Oh, no. Not good.
So I got it yesterday. I finally got them paid up, and this was like 8 in the morning.
Because he was on it at 8 in the morning trying to get it working.
That's a good thing.
So,
got another net.
Got it. Yeah, well, we didn't have this Audacity program either on the computer.
So we couldn't record.
Really?
I had to go over to Dad's house and get it there just so we could even have a show.
Wow.
So anyway, and the woman says, okay, you're paid up. Wow. You should be on shortly.
So, shortly to
shortly,
them?
Shortly, yeah. I had to call them back after 3 hours. And
oh, my word.
That'll be 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days.
What?
Yeah, 3 to 5
shortly
business days.
Shortly to them is 3 to 5
that's shortly.
Business days.
No.
So, yeah, but we're not done. We're not done. It came on this morning.
Hmm.
However, somehow, when it connected, it read my password wrong. So, I could connect to Bell South enough for them to go, screw you, you've got the wrong password.
Oh, God.
And so I've been trying to download this password change tool from them all morning, and it's not working. So that's where we're at.
That sucks.
It'll happen. It's just going to take
what?
Two or
with
three
me,
days
I
of pulling my fucking hair out.
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing
right
is,
now.
You can't because they're not open on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Blow,
yeah,
dude.
I would have already done that.
I keep forgetting today is Sunday.
Show
that's
will
me
be
blowing
on the air. on the net.
Thanks, I needed that.
Eventually.
We're having our own little show.
But not right
here.
Now. you know in slasher movies when they like go to a... You get the suspense built. The girl's going to the window. Wah! And it's a cat.
Yeah. Or a branch touching the window.
Yeah.
Or the butler touching her butt.
For
I don't know.
Most
something
doesn't
scary. Look. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Most
of the listeners know I have a... driving job that I do. I deliver auto parts down into Central Florida. There's a dealership that I deliver to that I usually hit about 6 a.m. in the morning. Nobody there. Dark outside. I leave the parts outside their door. Well, oh yeah, go ahead. Do the build-up because I'm going to need it. There's a little potted plant area by where I drop the parts off.
Can you see more?
That a cat likes to hide in. The first time, I can understand. Scared the living shit out of me.
I'm sure.
But you walked by.
The second time, I went back, and I was waiting. Wasn't there. Third time, wasn't there. Fourth time, wasn't there. Okay. Fifth time, I didn't give a crap. Boom! Scared the crap out of me again. It's like the little son of a bitch knew.
He does. He does. It's a cat.
Four times, this cat has gotten me.
He does it
one
just
time
to scare
I
you.
Screamed motherfucker and there was a homeless guy walking by asked me if I was okay. Have you ever had a homeless person ask you if you were okay? It's kind of embarrassing.
He didn't put his underwear away that day because he did shit in him. That's
okay
great. Now,
I'm man. Okay. I made it home alive. Yeah. But the cat's still out there waiting.
Wow.
Man, was that your brush with greatness?
That was my brush. That was my brush with bastard felines. Is what that was.
One more reason to hate cats.
Right?
My brush with greatness.
We don't hate cats. We love all animals.
Just that particular cat.
Just that particular cat.
Been a pain in my ass.
Right.
Those are rocking.
I know, those aren't they? What are we talking about?
Your brush with greatness.
I thought we were doing brush with greatness.
Oh, no. Okay. We're talking about the Legion of Superhero Justice League stickers.
That's right. We are. Justice League stickers. I'm easily distracted. Go ahead.
That's fine. You have pretty cool... brush with greatness
stories.
Just
because I am cool.
You have okay brush with greatness.
Yeah, I have some.
Compared to Sona, yours okay.
Mine are actual celebrity star, not only sightings, but talkings, too.
Mine kind of suck, but that's usually normally the case. I try to tend to skew the show prep towards the guest.
Okay.
All right. Good excuse.
I worked at the Ramada Inn across... on Arlington Expressway.
So here in Jacksonville, so here for Jacksonville, all our non-Jacksonville readers.
Roughly...
readers.
20 years ago.
Wow.
And this particular... I worked in the restaurant. I was a host in the restaurant. This particular hotel was where all
the music
acts stayed that came in town. Mm. They played at the Coliseum across the river. So I came in contact with, you know, several different music acts.
Like?
The only two that I actually recall are the Scorpions and Randy Travis.
Okay, wow.
Two
so
complete
those are
different.
Two totally different.
Rock me like a hurricane! Woo! All right.
And then you got your Randy
Amen.
Travis.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
And,
Very gambit. Okay, go ahead.
I don't have any
would there be a
story.
Reason
I showed them to their seat, and that was it.
Why you don't remember? Why don't you remember? Did you block it out?
Well, no, because we live in Jacksonville and nobody comes to Jacksonville,
right.
Okay?
Nobody big comes to Jacksonville.
Well, that's not true, because Elvis was here in the 50s.
Okay, well,
70s. In the 70s.
Yeah, but he's
and
not
performed
walk
at
down,
the Gator Bowl.
He's not going to walk down to the hotel restaurant either.
No.
He's going to get his peanut butter and banana sandwiches sent up to the room.
And those are so good. I have that recipe if anybody would like it.
The fried peanut butter and banana sandwich? Ooh.
It's like a McGrilled cheese sandwich almost.
You
peanut butter.
Butter one side, put it in the pan, put your peanut butter, your banana.
And then your butter.
Top it another piece of bread.
Yeah.
Butter the top, and it's a grilled peanut butter and banana
it's
sandwich.
Good as hell.
I eat one. I can possibly eat two. Elvis used to eat 25 to 32 of them at every sitting.
Yeah, heart attack. Wait, he was just
yeah.
a stroke.
Yeah, I mean
wait.
That
it
is
really was.
Can you
it
believe?
Was a race
I mean, you eat one and it
clotted
hits your,
arteries
I mean,
and the drugs to see who was going to get him
it
first.
Hits
not
your
to
stomach.
Mention the bacon, because he would put bacon on top of some of that.
I mean,
also.
It would hit. Oh. It hits your stomach like a ton of bricks. Like you swallowed a brick.
And you want to take a nap afterwards with a big glass of milk?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
One is a stretch.
You
want to
take
me.
A nap with a big glass of milk?
Two, I mean, I have to be absolutely starving like a child from Ethiopia to eat two sandwiches. He used to eat 25 to 32 of them at a
sitting.
That's
like two loaves of bread, you know, like a whole big jar of peanut butter.
Amazing, the things I know. Anyhow, okay.
Well, I also met Bono.
Oh.
But
okay,
it was through a fence. So I don't
it's
know
okay.
that it counts.
It does. Did you either touch him or
I
say
did not
hello?
touch him.
Did you have personal
we
eye contact?
Exchanged hellos.
Then if you had personal eye contact, that was your brush with greatness. It was.
All right. Well, I'll
and
go with that.
And you know that he was giving you that personal one-on-one attention. From
even though he was completely safe from me.
Yes.
You know,
jumping
him. And
yes.
That's awesome.
Getting on the news.
That is something.
I like that.
That is a good one.
Okay. Well, that's all I have.
That's all you have.
What do you got?
No. We got to save her for last. So
oh, really?
Why?
Yeah. Because there's actually a debate that goes along with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, then I'll go.
Okay.
Let's see. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Well, you didn't tell me about that.
Yeah, I forgot about that one, but
I
actually...
feel so bad about Randy Travis.
He's very lame, but yes, you know
but you know what? Very nice, down-home guy.
He gave birth to the most annoying child in
history. I actually touched his shoe.
Whoa, is
Achy
Breaky
shoe?
Mom touched
his calf. Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah, but he performed down at the, it was the Jacksonville County Fair, probably 98.
So this was after the Achy Breaky thing.
Oh, yeah.
When he was, like, not a star anymore.
Right. He was at the Jacksonville Fair.
Yeah, no kidding.
He was not a star.
Yeah.
So got to meet him. And that was pretty cool because he was real nice. Really, really nice guy.
Well, of course, because he'd already been a star.
Did you?
Yeah, his
slut.
Yeah. And that was like way before they even got famous. It was in some hick ass bar in West Virginia out the truck. And I was like maybe 20.
No, it was in a techno club. Of course it was in a hick ass bar.
I met him in a hick ass bar. We drank a lot of beers, went out to the truck. It was a good time. Anyhow.
I slept with the guy. I mean, I got laid and he was in the band.
Wow. Nice.
Thank you, Breaky Brother.
So,
But that
wasn't
my breast with
Brady. I got that.
Can I interrupt you for just one second? Okay. All right, we're back. I had to run the kid off.
Boom.
Go for it.
Get out of here. Okay. So then I also have several football players because I'm such a huge fan. Obviously, the Jaguars.
Go, Jags.
Everywhere the Jags are for free, you guys are there.
Pretty much. Big John Henderson. Rasheen Mathis.
You ever slapped him in the face?
Freddie Taylor.
Did you ever slap him in the butt?
Ernest Wilford.
Like, good job, guys.
No. One of my favorites that doesn't play anymore, was...
Harry Colon.
That's scary.
Did you say Gary Coleman?
No.
Gary Coleman.
The Jaguars had a guy playing for them the first couple years named Harry Colon.
That is just... disgusting.
Yurko.
I met
Yurko. Oh, really?
I loved Yurko.
You know what he's doing now?
He's
got a radio show up in Chicago.
But he also has a bunch of restaurants up there, too.
Oh, okay.
I've personally met and spent time with and even fed snacks to Joe Z.
Joe Zelenka.
Hey.
Long snapper.
He's the most
Which
famous.
Which is a funny thing in
itself. Yeah, because long snappers usually don't get known unless they
Well, I meant
up.
The term long snapper is just funny.
Oh, wow, well, that is funny too. But probably my most proud brush with greatness would be Don Haskins.
For anybody who's seen the movie Glory Road.
That's correct.
Or for anybody who knows anything about the history of college basketball.
UTEP.
Actually, at the time,
it was Texas Western. Correct.
This was, 65?
A long time ago.
Yeah. The first all-black team to win the national championship.
Yes.
They upset the Kentucky
white
Wildcats.
Hey, Kentucky, the white people in Kentucky.
Yes, the white rednecks in Kentucky.
We were doing a softball, a car wash for our softball team. He came out, had us wash his Cadillac with the big horns on the front of it. That was just wonderful. Super nice guy, donated $200, didn't think a thing about it, wished us well, was just fabulous gentleman to talk to. And was very kind, very nice. So, that's my brush with greatness.
That's it, no controversy. He didn't spear anybody with his horns.
No, he was a little upset that he didn't really want us touching them, but they were real ivory or something.
I can understand that then.
So, that was before PETA.
And he didn't have horns on him.
It before PETA?
Oh, yeah.
PETA seems like they've been around forever.
Before it was actually, like, I guess really... protested.
I guess it was just ASPCA back then.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
Because it's wrong.
Oh, I did also see...
Is it, well, explain to me why it's wrong.
Get an autograph
I don't know.
From John Travolta when he was filming a movie down here in Riverside.
Oh, and I've driven by his house down in Ocala on several occasions.
Yep.
He lives in a community that he can actually land his plane in.
Yes, and he's also a Scientologist.
But, actually, I should say that he should be able to land his plane in. but he can't because the runways are so shitty. He has to land his plane at the O'Callan Airport.
Wow.
But doesn't he have, like, these driveways that are just enormous, and he just pulls his plane up to his...
Well, yeah, that's the point. That's why he lives there. But the runways there are so crappy, he actually cannot drive his plane to his house.
Which sucks. That sucks.
Why have a plane if you can't pull it into your house?
And for a community that it's costs that much,
right?
How much does it cost to repave a runway? Terrible. Now back to the ASPCA. What did I say wrong? Correct me. What is the difference between PETA and the ASPCA?
PETA is, like, protecting the animals.
Right.
The ASPCA rescues animals. Yeah.
Right.
ASPCA is kind of like the Humane Society, basically. They go and intervene or investigate bad things that are being done to animals. They're not really...
Like puppy mills.
Right. They're not really, like,
larger,
worried about the representation of the animals. They're worried about the well-being of animals. Okay. Yeah.
Like,
big difference.
They're the ones that go in, like, where the dog fighting and,
right.
And,
they,
and things like that.
They're kind of... The intervention and rehabilitation is what the ASPCA
is. So they're not completely different, but...
No.
They're the same faction. They're just different...
They're different organizations.
Different roles of the same faction.
Correct. Okay. And they're different organizations.
Well, I got the eye roll from some...
Right. Like, PETA...
God, am I that far
PETA
off?
Has a problem with people using...
I thought you were talking about
animal furs.
Now, that's funny. That's funny.
Shit,
can I...
Yeah,
I did.
Thunder.
What?
You don't have to cover your mic to ask for a Dr. Thunder.
I want some Dr. Thunder.
Okay.
Can, but, yeah, she thought you were talking about the NAACP?
The National Association for the Advancement of Colored Pekingese.
I did. I really did. That's why I gave you the evil eye, because I really thought you were talking about, like, lynching and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Don't put that on the freaking podcast,
Laura. That's Fozzie's role. He's the show racist.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's funny because she brings that up, and we were just talking about Don Haskins. And the
we were just talking about the great things that Don
has. Yeah, and now we're
asshole.
Over here going, what's going on?
Oh, man.
That's great. I love it. Absolutely.
Because I am a funny girl.
You're fabulous.
I really am.
Not on purpose.
You are a fabu.
Not on purpose, I'm funny.
Oh, my word. No, she's got a big head.
I don't. I have great stories. Not a big head, just great stories.
Just a big neck.
Just a big... Okay, so she's got a thick neck.
All right, so... Now, you met other NFL stars that were... I know you mentioned Julius Jones.
There was another one. Derek Brooks. I met Derek Brooks.
Derek, okay. Tampa Bay.
I actually, connected eyes with Emmitt Smith when he was here for the Super Bowl festivities.
Connected eyes?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
That's called having a moment.
Yes. Okay. Nice guy. Emmitt Smith, the bomb dude. He is the bomb.
And good-looking black man, I must say.
You think Emmitt Smith is
a good-looking
black man?
I've also personally met... Shoot, what is his name? Sorensen. Nick Sorensen, who's no longer with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually met him at a card shop off of Lane Avenue. He signed some stuff for us, and he was just wonderful. Kim is my best friend, Kimmy. Big fan.
Yeah, she is.
Big fan of Sorensen.
Okay. So is that your list?
Yeah, that's my measly little
list.
So
you would say, I have to go Bono as my number one, even though it was briefly through a fence.
It's hard because
it's getting shocked by cow prods.
I mean, it's really hard because, I mean, there's
so you gotta
some
go,
real greats.
You got to go Haskins just to the history.
I do. I think Haskins, yeah, that's got to be it for me.
All right, let's roll with it, Sona. What do you got?
Okay. Bring it on.
First off, you had sex with Billy Ray Cyrus' brother.
Oh, yeah.
Which
well,
doesn't
that's
really
count.
I mean,
count.
I had a progression there. It's like my first brush with greatness was spending New Year's Eve of 1988.
Red Hot.
It's like a commercial.
I like it.
Would you like to open your can by the mic, too?
Oh, well, no. I'm going to finish my lemonade.
Lemonade.
A cool,
and
refreshing
Red
drink.
Good grief. It would be interesting. Never mind. Okay.
What?
just...
What did I miss?
The same thing I did.
Well, I don't want... I was like, Red Hots and Lemonade, and I don't want to let out the secret.
Right, we can't.
But I'm just imagining that secret intensified by your non-smoking.
Ah. Mm-hmm. See what she's doing? That's a tease.
Oh.
That's a tease. Anybody says the show...
I thought maybe it's because my nipples were tender.
Oh,
so I just...
Don't give away too much.
Okay, so here's my
I accidentally bumped it.
Zip it.
Okay.
Zip it. That's a whole other show.
Nickels.
So you boned Bella Ray Cyrus.
Okay, no.
That's disgusting.
No, I didn't. His brother, Kibo, by the way.
Kibo?
It's Kibo.
Oh, Kibo.
Kehoe.
Yeah, no, I didn't like that.
Kehoe. So you played Kino with Bella Ray Cyrus.
Okay, so New Year's Eve in 1988, I went to this specific bar that I used to go to, and this was before children.
This is cool.
You know, I was
before
about
children existed.
Before
I like
children
it.
Existed, about 19 years old.
I'm talking on my belly. Hey.
Okay, so I'm partying with
88.
What was then the Detroit Pistons, Bill Laimbeer, and Isaiah Thomas, and
now they were there.
They were actually at.
This wasn't just a trainer.
No, they were actually there. We were all sitting. Me and another friend of mine were all sitting at their table.
Right.
Where was this at?
Letting them.
This was Detroit.
That's
wow.
Where I lived. They were shelling out money for
Detroit
food
Rock
and
City
drink and whatever else.
Magic Johnson wasn't there. Was
no,
he?
It
okay.
was just the Detroit Pistons, like yeah, you know, Dennis Rodman and Isaiah Thomas.
Denise Rodman.
And, it was very, very fun. We had a very
fun
night.
That was pre-taps and earrings.
How many ladies were there?
There were, well, some brought their own ladies. There were quite a few ladies. Every Piston, I would say, had at least two or three women around them. I was actually sitting between Bill Laimbeer and Isaiah Thomas, sitting between them.
So you were officially a lady.
Oh, I was officially.
So there was no sexy going on.
There wasn't sexy going on. There was drinking, eating, and some illegal paraphernalia type stuff going on.
Wow, very nice.
It was very nice. I was about, had just turned maybe 19.
Oh, wow.
Not that you did anything.
No,
good times.
They're bad for you, and everything like that
right.
is bad for you.
Don't do drugs.
I would just do nothing.
We can only handle one drug on this show.
Right.
We need to kick him off. That's a good one on.
He's
okay.
giving up too much information.
I know. We had to zip that back. Woo!
Animal tranquilizers.
Okay, I've never done animal tranquilizers.
Well, he did.
I know, I heard the show.
And we told him to knock it off.
You can't be just
but
doing K
it didn't
whatever
work.
You want to be doing K now.
Right.
But anyway, that was my first thing. And then later on that year, I was very addicted to, it's talking about addiction, I was very addicted to Dreamsicle Slurpees from 7-Eleven.
Oh my god, those are so awesome.
And if you put the vodka in the bottom of them,
oh my god,
all day long.
Yeah.
And this was way before
Dreamsicle.
You're blowing out the mic.
Sorry. Move it back.
Is that
better?
So we would go there.
Sorry.
And so one night and I knew the guy who was behind the counter. His name was Chris, by the way.
Oh, wow.
And
every other person's name Chris. That's no big deal.
Yeah, but my girlfriend was dating him, and he was pretty cool. And we played Dungeons and Dragons together, and he was,
nerd.
And he was the midnight guy at the 7-Eleven. So, you know, we got Slurpees for free because, you know, she was doing it, you know.
Slurpees.
Did you get the vodka for free as well?
No, we had to buy the vodka. You know, that was a little harder to come by.
Yeah, but I think back in the 80s, didn't 7-Eleven used to have liquor cabinet?
No, they didn't.
I don't think
not at this particular one. They weren't allowed to sell liquor. Beer
and wine,
yes.
Used to have, was it Shamrock? It was the Shamrock Stores.
Yeah, but you grew up in Texas, and I grew up in Michigan,
I think that's specific, too.
Yeah. So I met Bob Seger in the 7-Eleven.
Oh, my God, my favorite.
That's every Bob Seger song.
So I came up to pay for my Slurpee, and he said, "Don't worry about that. I'll get that for you." And I went, "Really?" And he went, "Yeah, sure. It's just a Slurpee." And I went, "Cool." And that was another brush.
And then
brush.
She had sex with his brother.
I didn't have sex
while playing Coon and Kino.
A blowjob for the free Slurpee? Do you need me to do something for you?
I really liked his,
hair.
Actually, it was his car.
What was he driving?
He was driving like a 72 Vespa, man.
Right on.
You know, and then it was silver, and it was chromed out, and it was sweet wheels on it, and it was pretty good. Nice and it wasn't like he was all like that scraggly gray guy. This is, we're talking like, you know, late 80s
in
when
his
he
prime.
Was in his prime.
Right
yeah.
on.
So then, a couple years later, my other brush with greatness was I went to... the Steel Wheels concert tour by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, nice.
And when I was entering the building, I fell over the main cable that went from the tower to the stage.
Wow.
And hurt my leg and had to go backstage to the first aid place. And, you know, the doctor was like, you know, we have an ambulance waiting for you. We really need you to go to the hospital, and we really need you to get your leg checked out. We believe it's broken, and... You know, the stadium really wants to take responsibility. Very.
She had about 15 Slurpees at that point.
I had had like a pint and a half. I'd say 2 pints of blackberry brandy. Blackberry brandy is so tasty when it's warm. And it was very, very cold because it was like January, you know. So we're outside drinking blackberry brandy. I was only like 18. I mean, it was 2 pints of like... Stronger than schnapps, even, you know, because
I love
a big schnapps.
I want to get drunk.
Peach
Sorry.
Schnapps was like my
peppermint.
See,
actually, hot damn.
See now.
Hey.
Well, anyway,
there you go.
Hot damn.
Hot damn.
I told them it was my birthday, and I was not leaving.
I'm not fucking
stones.
Going anywhere.
Just like
I'm
that.
I'm here for this show.
Just like that, I was on the main floor of the Stones concert. I'm not going to miss that. Blow me. Reel me back out. I'm going to dance and party and watch the Stones. And as they were wheeling me back out, the Living Color band had just stopped, and the Stones were actually going to come back on stage. And Mick Jagger went, "Hope you feel better, babe." And pointed to me and waved and went on stage. And that was my... That's just like so close. Oh, my God. Brush with greatness.
I want to fall down at their concert now.
Yeah, I'd be really
He's
drunk.
He's kind of scary, though.
Yeah, he was scary back then because he had very big lips. Robin is making
well,
the
lips
Well,
he was 63
look.
Back then.
He's 120 now.
Okay, and now is that all you have?
Yeah, that was my funnest, my most unusual, like just out of the blue. Because who goes to 7-Eleven and sees a real celebrity?
What was he buying?
Just you.
What was he buying? He bought a 12-pack of beer, Budweiser, and actually bought a pack of Marlboros.
Really?
Yeah, and my Slurpee. Yeah. See, look, I remember that kind of shit.
That's
useless
hot.
Font.
And some Skittles.
Some Red Hots.
Some Red Hots. Everything's going to be Red Hots.
So okay, here's the debate. Here's the debate. When we talked about this earlier, when I brought this up to you, you said your favorite out of the two... Or what you considered more a brush with greatness was the Mick Jagger.
Yes, because of his celebrity status. It was more of a, oh my God, like, kind of like girly rock star, stars in my eyes going, yeah, rock star.
However, I contend I have to go with the Bob Seger.
I do too.
Because it's
too.
More unusual.
He's just...
Plus... He bought you something.
Well, then you have to go with the
All you got was a hope you're feeling better.
You have to go with the night with the Pistons then, because not only were they famous, and they were the world champions.
Screw
at
that.
Yes, but
they
paid
for everything.
You
that
were part of a group, though.
But
you were part of a group, though. They were buying for everybody.
I really think
Bob Seger bought you a Slurpee.
That's because I was a hot redhead with big titties.
I really think that the winning here is actually Billy Ray Cyrus's brother. Because he actually got to make a deposit.
He was actually inside of her.
Well, that
That's right.
So much later. And it was, that was like, they weren't famous, and they were, it was a bar, he was in the band. I had a babysitter, fucking yeah.
Hey, he was just a goofy redneck. Yeah. I've had sex with plenty of goofy
rednecks. Sexy redneck, he had like freaking, he had leather pants, man. He had leather pants, and they were
leather pants,
oh
man.
Kibo, if you're out there listening to this, yes, I fucked you, and yes, it was good, and yes, I'd do you again way back when. But now,
okay, I like
it's,
that.
It's way back when.
I still go
like
Bob Seger.
17, 18 years ago, when nobody was nothing back then.
So we have a reason for people to email now.
Yeah.
What do you say? You say
Bob Seger.
Bob Seger.
Night with the Pistons.
Night with the Pistons.
Yeah, true.
Mick
true.
Jagger.
Or Achy Breaky Penis.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? I'm telling you, it was just his brother who played in the band. It, you know.
Still.
But and yet still, Achy Breaky Penis.
And don't tell his heart.
And I'll tell you what, Billy Ray Cyrus was a big old ass when he was back then.
Really?
Yo, big old ass.
Well, I mean, most redneck boys are.
He had no grace or ability whatsoever to have any kind of personal reaction with any person.
Don't tell his heart. Yeah. Is it can break it?
Okay, all right.
As long as she's let's change the subject because she started singing that song. Oh my god.
Do you have a pimps and cappy? Cappy.
Pimps and Pappy?
Yeah.
Caps and Pimpy this week?
I actually do. I'm gonna go ahead and throw out wait a minute, I forgot one of my...
You're going to pimp the ASPCA?
No, I forgot one of my major meats.
NAA.
Jack Hanna.
Jack Hanna!
I met Jack Hanna.
Jack Hanna!
See, now that's big. That's
you,
a personal
And he is an asshole.
Were you ivory hunting?
No.
At the time?
No, he was actually here at an event that I'm going to pimp in khaki today. The Jacksonville Humane Society's Pet Expo.
Ah.
And they brought him in, and you could get photos made with him. I have evidence. I have photos with him.
Okay.
And
with
it was
him flipping you off.
That would win because she has photos.
Your
she
photos
actually has
photos. Flipping you off.
No, he just was like, "Let's get this done. Get over here. Smile.
Didn't
want to
be
place.
There. I'm
yeah.
in Jacksonville, where right. nowhere, Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. He
but
was,
he. But it was so cool because
he was just coming down off an animal tranquilizer.
He was a childhood, a guy for me. I mean, I looked up to him. I really enjoyed the outdoors, the adventures, the animals. It
now
was
he not? He was the like second guy on. Mutual of Omaha's Wild
yes,
Kingdom, was
yes,
he not?
Yes,
second
yes,
to Marlon Perkins.
That's correct.
Okay.
Did you watch the Marlon Perkins one?
Yes, I did.
On a regular basis?
That was
kind of
scary, yes. Sunday afternoon.
Six, yes, about
3 o'clock.
Yeah,
yeah,
right on high five. All right.
Six digits.
And then it was right before, like, this afternoon movie.
Yes, right.
It was.
And then after that, you watched the news.
And then
if there was a football season, you watched the football game.
It was actually on after the news here, just before...
Hee-haw. Oh, hee-haw.
My grandfather loved hee-haw. So.
But, yeah, so going ahead and continuing from that, my pimps and khaki goes to the Jacksonville Humane Society. They have that huge pet expo every year. It is next Saturday and Sunday.
And where is it located?
At the Jacksonville Humane Society.
No. Nice try. It's actually down at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
I do not know the hours. I apologize.
You don't know if Billy Ray Cyrus
is going to
be
there.
We're
talking 9 to 6, somewhere in there.
But
you know,
you will have the opportunity.
What's a website? What's a website?
JacksonvilleHumaneSociety.com.
Okay.
.org.
That's where you can find out the hours and all the information about the Pet Expo.
That's correct. And it's a wonderful event. People are able to bring their families and their furry friends down out you know, there's an organized...
They're furry friends.
You can, they got like a little...
No, I know, I know.
It's a furry friends you were talking about was like JoJo and the Dog Face Boy. No. That's where you went.
My Greek buddy.
A great place for you to take your family to enjoy the days. There's supposed to be beautiful weather.
Jacksonville has lovely weather right now, ladies and gentlemen. I know personally that
my wife and the staff of the Jacksonville
have done an amazing job.
They have been planning this and putting
working
so much
hard
work into it. Yeah. Jeff Corwin is going to be their guest at this event this year.
Get out of here. That's
so
a good, that's
you,
a good
get
that's
Logan
a good
down there. Get a picture of him with Jeff Corwin. It's worth it. It'd be wonderful.
Right.
You know, and come down and see me. I'll be down there also.
Awesome.
Whoa.
I will have a booth.
And actually, you will be a celebrity by this
yes,
point.
Yes, I will.
You're going to have a booth, like a pest supply, a pest control
yes,
booth
just
thing?
Just basically answering questions about fleas and ticks and, you know, control, pest control.
Chiggers.
Some brochures.
Now,
yes.
Handing out cards, business cards, so she can get some business rolling in.
Yeah.
That's right.
We want to be busy.
We
want to be busy.
You're going to get balloons.
So,
like
Priority
that, right?
Pest Solutions, we should be down there. Come down and see us. But... even if you don't come by and see us, come out and enjoy Jeff Corwin.
Oh, and bring your dogs and cats.
Yes, there's just, activities you know, for them to do, you know, things for the kitties to do.
An activity pin for a dog.
I know. It's wonderful. And there's all kinds of vendors down there to pick up new things for your pet.
And what will really be cool is if I can actually get the show posted on the internet before that happens.
That would be a big plus. That would be great.
Yeah. So there you go.
So if you're listening to this show after... next weekend.
Which sorry, you missed the good
February,
time.
February
17th and 18th.
Yeah. Where the hell was I? Where were we? What were
Pimps
we doing?
And khaki.
Were we doing something around here?
Pimps and khaki.
Oh, no. What I wanted to say is anybody who's listening to the show who is not in the Jacksonville area probably does not know that what's it been a little over a year ago, the Humane Society.
Burnt
fire. To the ground.
That was Easter. It was the first weekend in April. Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was Easter Sunday because Kyle had the appendicitis the same weekend that it actually burnt down the next day after Kyle's appendicitis. They were too busy to do anything, and I was too busy at the hospital to go and help
them.
It was absolutely horrible.
And I've driven by their own.
They have done
a wonderful
rebuilding not rebuilding, but kind of rebirthing the facility and to get it usable again, functioning again. It's been wonderful.
What do you think the percentages of their done time there? Are we like 70% or are we...
As far as what?
A rebuild.
Well, I mean, obviously they haven't built a brand new facility. They brought in some modulars. And they've kind of rehabilitated one of the older buildings that was on the facility. Excuse me, and got it up and running for the administration building. But it's functioning. It's, you know, the animals are being helped daily, you know, and they're healing. They're still healing.
Yeah. I'm sure it was huge.
It was a huge
people
loss.
That worked there.
Absolutely.
You know. What's your Pimps and Khaki this week, Chris?
My Pimps and Khaki is... Nothing.
What?
I have not thought of a Pimps and Khaki.
So
all right, no, you got to look at this from my standpoint. I'm on the show every show.
Yeah.
You run out of stuff to pimp eventually.
Robin, you're going to have to come over and just me and you do a show, and it's just going to have to do like me and you.
My Pimps and Khaki this week are my son's pants, which aren't on right now.
Hey, go get your pants.
And the fact that this is an audio podcast and not a video podcast.
I know. Streaker on the Monkey Butt Shoes Stew Show.
Monkey Bun Shoes Show?
Monkey Shoe Stow.
Look, do I sound normal to you? No, I'm Monkey Butt Stew Show.
Monkey Butt Stew.
So there, there's my damn Pimps and Khaki this week.
Our what? Underwear?
Pants.
Tiny whiny underwear.
Tiny whiny?
So
as we repant the child.
Dr. Distracto.
There you go.
All right. Scram you.
Scram you, bye.
I can't scram.
You can scram.
No. Adios, amigos.
No. Hello, amigos.
Adios, amigos.
So anyhow, so Sona, your Pimps and Khaki.
My Pimps and Khaki is another podcast this week. For the last couple of weeks, I've been listening to iPod podcast called Are We There Yet? And it is a man and wife that live in Texas, and they have three children. They're thing one, thing two, thing three.
Red Hots.
And lemonade.
Actually, the lemonade's gone. I'm down to Dr. Thunder.
Oh, sorry, okay. They have three kids, thing one, thing two, thing three. Three girls, they're like 15, 11, and like 86 or 7 or something like that. And they're very normal type people. They don't try to be funny, but they are so funny. Sam is...
Okay, I had to pause for a second. The kid ran in with no pants and
no pants.
Apparently shit on his foot. So at that point, you can't just keep doing a show. So I took him in the bathroom to get him cleaned up and saw the destruction that ensued, or had happened prior, I should say. The soup he was making in the toilet.
Oh, God.
Yeah, with a fine...
Washed his hands,
got him all cleaned up.
Overflowed.
Not overflowed, but...
damn near.
Yeah, there was enough water on there to...
What did he put in there?
Toilet paper.
Oh. A whole roll of toilet paper, wasn't it?
Well, the roll was empty.
Oh, yes. Wow. See, I just put it on there this morning, too.
That's our problem when we both do the show, is we have nobody to corral the heathen.
Dr. Destructo.
So how did he get it on his foot?
I don't know. See, I don't know, because I don't know where it came from.
Don't ask those questions. You just move forward. Okay. Don't ask and how to evaluate
got
there.
Made it go away.
You just clean it up. You just get rid of it. You just make it go away.
Okay. I just wanted to,
Okay, so back to Sam and Kim.
Back to your show.
Sam is kind of like me. He's a no-holds-barred, you know, if Kmart sucks to him. He adores his family, and he thinks his wife's tits are fam-freaking-tastic.
Wow.
And Kim is more
so
like...
Which...
Right,
so I don't know about her tits.
Sona loves my tits.
But your wife's tits are fantastic.
Right, exactly. So he kind of falls into the same category as all of us.
Licky, licky.
His wife is a crafty person. She sews and she gets her kids
involved. Stay at home,
mom. Yeah, and she gets sells things on eBay. And, you know, I was really involved with their kids are like gifted and they go to gifted choir and shit like that.
Wow.
But it's a really cool
gifted choir?
It's honors choir.
Oh, okay.
It's a gifted. Her kids
smart
are gifted.
You have to be in choir.
We're not going to have gifted children, okay? But they just talk about things like everyday things like we have here, and they sometimes they get on, you know, the little high horse about some things. They have several interesting characters that live in their lives, you know, like the Hobart that lives next door. And
Hobart.
Yes, it's Sam's polite word for retarded person. So they have a Hobart. They have a Hobart living next door, and they have a old too tight guy. And
all right,
too tight guy has a mail order bride that he goes around asking the parents at the school that he teaches at what kind of lubricant they use
because she's
too tight.
Oh God.
Okay, so and he's Russian and she's Oriental, and it makes for really funny banter between the two of them.
Too tight.
He's
I like that.
He likes rock band and video games, and I think he's a 420, but I don't. Not quite sure, but she likes
margaritas. You know, I had to research the 420.
Then why'd you ask somebody who knew?
I knew all along. I just did not know.
You did not. Well, you lived in Texas,
and
so maybe you should have known what the 420 was.
And I did not know what poppers were either. 420 poppers.
420 poppers.
You get those at TGI Fridays, can't
you? Well,
not really.
So, interesting.
Okay.
Google it.
Google 420 poppers.
You guys. But we don't promote drug usage.
But we promote it.
Don't do drugs.
Yes. We do.
We
it
promote
is drug education.
Search engines. That's what we promote.
And gifted chorus.
Right on.
So, yeah, I think that their show is very cool. And
shoot me an email with that. I'd love to check it out.
You know, I've been listening to it at work. I've been trying to get Chris to listen to it. Now he's got
since
his little
I don't have an internet connection.
He went over to his dad's
and
downloaded
it. You know, what he needs is an iPod.
He he got one for Christmas. One. He went downloaded some stuff at his dad's house yesterday. So
yeah,
he does have some.
Then you can listen to it on the road.
And I do.
Wonderful. As soon as the,
every damn day.
As soon as this is up and running, it'll be back on the track. But
well, but I have to leave it in the truck, so if the cat scares me, I won't drop it and break it.
Yeah.
Well, and most people started like
motherfucker.
It's show number 51 for them, but don't start there. It's not. It's called Tainted Love. Most people are getting in there, and they're all whacked out about them. People finding it somewhere because Sam doesn't have it on, you know, and he's not able to find it on the web at all. But other people are listening to it, so I think that it's quite interesting. I'd like to do something. I think. Away from Monkey Butt Stew, that was more along the lines of that. They it's a little bit shorter show, but
if you can pull that together,
what do you mean? If I can pull it together,
if you can pull that together,
I'm not the one working two jobs.
No, I'm talking about the show. If you can make that show happen, then let's do it.
I can make that show happen two times a day. No, no, two times a week.
No, I'm serious.
How many
I'm
times
serious.
Can you do that show?
I mean, obviously, I don't have the time to do another show, but...
I could do a show twice a week, and I could commit to twice a week.
I mean, I can be on a show, I just don't have the time to, you know, put it together and upload it and all that jack shit.
Well, since you are the technical advisor,
it's not hard to do. I could teach you how to do that. It's not hard.
It's so easy.
Oh, like my red hat, here you go. My two-tight is hard.
You're a smart girl, you can figure it out.
I'm telling everybody I'm a Red smart Hot? Girl. Everybody will expect me to live up to that.
I know you're a lightweight. I took him by the handful.
Oh, man, I love Red Hot.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, right here. Dig in, buddy. I didn't know. I thought that you guys
were...
great
for a microphone, too.
No, I got one in my mouth now.
All right.
It's too hot.
I know. That's what she says.
All right, well, we just hit an hour. So,
no way. Holy moly. Time flies when you're having no fun.
Before we,
right?
It's the second show we've had, right? She's ragging on the show.
She's having fun, though. Don't let her
know. I am. I got my hand in my pants and one in your pocket. We're good.
Yeah, let's keep it that way. Not your hand in your pocket and one in my pants.
Girl action over here.
Yeah, but at this point, we don't even know who the girl is.
Oh, don't go there. Don't go there.
That's so, yeah, let's wrap this baby up.
Right.
Before we end here, when I was reloading all the stuff on the computer after having to reformat it, I found some clips that Brian Capps, who was on show 2 of this season.
Were they just like
at
short
Gathering
little...
of Nerds. We had done for the actual first ever incarnation of Monkey Butt Stew.
Monkey Sounds?
No, it was just us doing little drops for...
How did that go?
It was horrible. We didn't know what to talk about, and it just died on the vine. But this was like 8 years ago that we did this.
And you found that on
I found
computer?
That, yes. I had it burned on a disc.
That's cool.
And so that's what we're going to close the show out with today. We're going to put them together.
Holy moly, I'll have to listen. See, this is already old for me.
You'll have to actually listen to this show.
I have to listen to this show to see how bad it is.
I love it.
So, that's what we're going to end with. So, for this week...
So, you're saying...
Yes.
And I want to get this on the Monkey Butt Stew show.
Please do.
If I put together a show, that you're willing to be the other person...
If you would like me to be, it's your show. You can have whoever you want. But if you would like me to be on the show, sure.
I'll have to...
Pick me!
I think you'd be great on the show all the time, but then it would be all like woman-woman
I know,
show.
Well, we would
see,
get...
See, the thing is, I've left the door open for her to not have me on the show, so she won't have me
on the
show.
We would delve deep. I mean, we would be... I don't know.
Because
I have a whole nother vision of what I would do a show about, and it would be... lesbian sex. It would be different types of sex. It
Robin, I'm all for talking about lesbian sex.
Yeah. And football.
Two best things in the world, lesbian sex and football. All
you got that right. Yeah. But I think it would be fun. You know, because
I think it would give it a different twist because, like, I really like the Monkey Butt Stew show.
I did
too. But, like, I don't think it's geared for the people that we want to be listening to it if we want it to be bigger than it is.
That's way too vague.
I think it could be good.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Come on.
You know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Yes, you do. We've talked about this before and before and before and before. We talk about it every freaking time that I listen to a show.
See, that's called a tease.
The tease is that I think that your show, that you could do a regular show on a regular basis, I think 2 or 3 times a week, if your partner on the show...
If you had a consistent partner...
And then you had a consistent, at least what you were going
to
do.
Don't worry, he's not going to listen to the show. He's only listened to one show this season.
He's terrible. That's terrible. That's
okay,
awesome.
So he's terrible. It's out there. He sucks.
He doesn't suck.
He does. Well, see, like, you think he doesn't suck because the listeners out there.
He offers something to this show.
And what? Give me a definition of what he offers.
Crazy drunk stories.
Who doesn't need those?
I got crazy drunk stories, but they're not about each one of my story. At least, you know, what see.
Yes, but he's actually had sex with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Wow. Now that, you can't top. He topped, but you can't.
Yeah. Topped off.
Well, if we're going to go there, we're going to really remind him. I could let him know and think
about
right. The bad.
Let's not.
Let's end this.
Well, from the Monkey Butts.
Thank you for having me again, Monkey Butts 2.
How many fucking hosts do we have?
I don't know.
You two settle down.
We're just going to have to have the show.
Thanks for coming back.
Hey,
Robin.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back.
Glad to be here.
Monkey Butts 2, 2.1 is in the books, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, you are listening to, what's this? Monkey Butts 2. Yeah. What? Just read this? Okay. Remember, 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed screwed up his lines. Okay, one more time. Remember, 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend Monkey Butts 2. That's a load of crap. Crap! Ah! Get son of a shit! Ah! No, I'm good. Monkey Butts 2. Hey, next up on Monkey Butts 2, more stuff. Monkey Butts 2. Monkey Butts 2, it's fantastic.
Keep going.
I don't know what else to say.
Just say
so. So where are you from?
Dubuque, Montana. Where the fuck is... There's not even a Dubuque, Montana.
We're idiots.
Okay, we're not on right now.
No, we are not. I would say we're not on. It's Ben.
Monkey Butts 2. Monkey Butts 2.
Monkey Butts 2. I love you, man. Is there enough light in here? Chris? You have something to say?
Yeah, actually, now that you mention it, no.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I'm scared, hold me.
This is bullshit. Okay, it's this simple, Brian. We don't know what we're going to say, so we're going to have to, like, talk about small talk and shit.
Oh, God.
All right, so how was your day, Brian?
My day was good. How about yours?
My day was all right. Oh, what was your day like? What did you do today? What, you went to work today, did you, Brian?
Well, you built
over here.
With the kids.
So, how did work go?
Good.
Anything interesting happen?
so I don't have to fucking knock you over the head with this friggin' microphone? Something. Come on.
Not really. People pissed me off.
And how did that happen? See, that's always a good story. When people piss you off, oh, we're running out of fucking time. Oh, my God. All right, back to what I was saying about people pissing you off. Damn, you gotta wait for it, man.
I can't say, okay, I'm gonna burp, and then...
Sure you can.
No, I can't.
Well, okay.
You're gonna hit me in the head with that damn microphone.
Well, you
want to
hold the mic?
Okay, I'll hold the mic. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Chris, take it.
Oh, you don't know the next fucking line, you cheap-ass bastard.
I know. I know.
Don't give me the microphone.
I know the next line.
Go.
I can't. I've lost it. Luck. If you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. All right, I'm losing it. Oh God, we're almost over again. I'm scared. I don't like this.
Fuck me in gravy tonight. It'd be kind of redundant to go over and over and over. Fuck me and... Oh, okay. Alright, No. So somebody pissed you off at work.
Oh, God.
Come on, there's stupid people all over the place.
I don't know what to talk about stupid people. It's just they're stupid people.
And how are they stupid exactly?
Because they, like, call my boss instead of telling me. And they get me into trouble. And... I don't know. That's it.
So they think you're an incompetent oaf, and they don't want your help.
Oh, yeah, for the most part.
Let's see. What's going on in the news?
The news? I don't know. God, it smells in here.
Well, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
So what does it smell like exactly?
I can't say.
Could you describe the smell?
Kind of like salt and vinegar potato chips.
So I've been eating Lay's.
For those of you that just joined us, we're not doing anything funny right now. Thanks. Over to you, Chris.
Oh, no, there's no way in hell.
There we go.
My mouth near that microphone now.
I didn't have it up my ass.
Close enough.
So just damn
it's
close.
Like salt and vinegar potato chips and ass. Enjoy your meal.